I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
It's just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Moncrief on News Talk.
You'd think younger people would be better at completing certain tasks. They have the energy to complete them quickly and efficiently. But apparently not. A study at the University of Glasgow found that a group aged between 55 and 87 were better. In your face, young people. Dr. Simon Hansel was part of the team that led the study. Good afternoon, Simon.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
So could you describe for us first, I suppose, how you compare those two sets of abilities between younger people and older people?
So what we used here is a kind of a task that has been in use for almost 30 years to characterize sustained attention in clinical samples, so to probe failures in attention. And we thought it would be a good idea to try this out within the normal population, so healthy people. So we've done that. We've taken the task, we've pushed it to the extreme, and we've done the horrible thing of asking our participants to spend a really long time on it. And we used it to compare young adults and healthy older adults. And what I mean by healthy older adults is sort of people who may be retired but are still active, sort of have undergone a normal, healthy aging, and would be typically used as control samples in those clinical studies. And actually, this led us to our surprising findings.
Right.
So,
okay, just to describe it, it was reacting to numbers on a computer screen.
Yes. So yeah. The way this task works is it taps into this mechanism that we have when we become automatic and start lapsing in our attention. The task shows you numbers, and you're meant to just react to them by pressing a key. But the crucial information is here that with some numbers, you're not supposed to react to them. You're supposed to withhold your response. But what happens is that people get bored and get automatic on the task, and they accidentally press the button when they're supposed to withhold their response. And this taps into a hidden mechanism that is in healthy aging. See, our young adults, they got really automatic. They were fast in their responses, but they committed all of these errors. Whereas the older adults took their time. They were more patient with the task. They took some longer time to respond, but they actually showed a much more accurate response. They did the task correctly, and they managed to do that over an extended period of time.
Okay, how much slower were the older people?
So the older people were slower by about a half, but they were 3 times as accurate as the young.
They were slower by how much?
About half. They took about half time longer. So
right, okay.
Young people took about 450 milliseconds in young people and 650 milliseconds in older. But that trade-off translated. They took that extra moment to think before pressing, and that translated into them essentially doing the task really correctly.
And were some of the young people offered money if they did it?
So everyone that participates in psychology experiments gets a little bit of a financial reward, but we did actually introduce a surprise initiative, motivational initiative at the end to see if our participants might change the way that they behave. And what we actually found is that the motivation did change the reaction to the task a little bit. But the important aspect of this is that the age group retained their strategies. The older participants continued being accurate and the young participants continued being inaccurate even after this motivational manipulation, essentially. So their strategies are really ingrained in how they just approach the task from the get-go.
And you were recording their brain activity when they were undertaking these tasks.
That's the real novelty of our findings, because what I'm describing to you, see, that this has sometimes been detected previously, but our findings are really the first ones to show brainwave evidence that these older participants are just doing something differently. So again, the kind of ones that are resilient to dementia and show healthy aging, they actually have a unique brain mechanism that they used to help them in that task that the young participants didn't have. So maybe just to say a little bit about that, when you press a button, you activate a part in your brain to press the button. So you activate a part of your motor cortex. But sometimes that's not a good idea, right? So in this task, sometimes that was not a good idea. So you need to switch off that part of the brain. You need to do what we would call exert motor control over that part of the brain. Disrupt it so it doesn't do anything. And the older participants had this disruption going on. They could exert that control. So brainwaves appeared, which showed that they were disrupting the area. And the young participants didn't have this. So there's a sort of a hidden mechanism that they can utilize to their advantage.
Oh. Does that imply that you develop this mechanism with age?
So now we obviously go into a territory that's somewhat beyond what's directly seen in the task. But we know that the brain does deteriorate. Unfortunately, it's true, the brain does deteriorate as we age. And overall, this motor cortex, so the part that was used for pressing the button, is obviously in a better shape in the young people than the older people. But it's not always about how much absolute resource you have. It's about how you use it. And even if the older adults had less overall resource, they were more efficient in utilizing it. They were just better at using whatever they were left with. Whereas the younger participants, they had more resource, but they just weren't good with it. They didn't use this mechanism. So it's not always about the state of brain, but the use that you make of it.
Mm. But it does that use of the brain, the more efficient use of the brain by the older people, does that come from experience, or that something physically has changed over time in their brain that enables them to do it more accurately?
See, you're asking an amazing and deep question.
That's my job.
I wish I had a direct answer there for you. I'm only in the role of an observer. As an observer with awe, see the fact that the brain is utilized differently by the older adults in this scenario. They have this motor control mechanism, sort of this inhibition, this sort of superpower. Never mind the fact that maybe the motor reaction is not as good as it used to be. They're better at using it. So I can't really directly tell you whether this is something that biology does for us as we age, or whether this is something deliberate going on in their heads, so some sort of motivation to do the task better. But it's a witness to the fact that they probably employ this mechanism. So if you've aged healthily, you can see this mechanism developing as a sign of age. So sort of a chicken and an egg. One thing is biology, and the other thing is the sort of cognitive changes that one undergoes as they age.
And the older cohort that you took part in the study, the age range was quite wide. It was 55 to 87. Were there any differences within the ages of that cohort, or were they all largely the same?
So you hit on something that's quite fascinating in itself. Aging trajectories in people are so wildly different. You could almost say that in youth, everyone is the same. But as we age, people really diversify. So, of course, in our cohort, we also had some of this diversity. So most people were retired, but some were just on the cusp of retirement. Actually, I recall the oldest participant who was 87, who was extremely good at the task. And sometimes, you know, it's not a question of chronological age. It's sometimes more a question of a biological age.
Mm.
So you can, on paper, you can be a certain age, but based on how your brain performs in this context, because it's aged well, then you may actually have a lower biological age. So the actual number doesn't tell us that much as kind of what they did in our particular task. But overall, I'd say as a cohort, they stood in strong contrast with the young adults.
Yeah,
that's
so
interesting. It's a very consistent difference.
Did you inform the younger cohort of your results, and were they surprised by them?
So a part of that motivational initiative, that competition, was that whoever manages to be the best wins extra money. So that's how we actually motivated them. So we did let them know who won. But it was actually very surprising to see that the runner-up in that competition was an older adult as well. So I think they were surprised, but not that surprised, because I do think that people who take part in these studies and are young may do it for slightly different reasons than older participants. For the young participants, it's a lot to do with the fact that, well, you do get a little bit of money afterward. For the older participants, it's much more about the experience. They can take part in science, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, maybe there's more indifference in the young population.
Yeah, youth is wasted on the young. Dr. Simon Hansel is from the School of Psychology and Neuroscience at the University of Glasgow. Simon, thank you very much for talking with us today. A texter says, I teach a third level course to undergrads during the day and continuing education students, mostly 40 plus, at night. Daytime students cannot read written instructions. Their attention lapses after about two sentences and their comprehension of the task is often completely garbled. Older students have no such issue. It's odd and, frankly, worrying.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.